Get the current daf from Sechtes, but we come daf from Gimel. Gimel and Aleph. We give test. Now the beginning of Gemara. Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel goes to current test. Reasoning that he says lahabloi but kol shekin lachabate. Says that the mazik bar is on the hevel and for sure on the bank, which Tesis says when Tamei begin to say, wait a second. Dilma, how could you say that this is Shmuel going to his reasoning as it's like you see this already in his opinion? Maybe, yeah, the Shmuel goes to his reasoning that he feels you're liable for the bang. That's Hanukkah Shnetko Bar. That's where you trip on the bar and then you get the bang on the bottom of the bar. Okay, then it's associated with him. What caused the ox to fall? Was the guy digging? So that wasn't the cause, wasn't the balabar. And ultimately, as Shitas Rav is, the bang was on the ground of public property. But maybe here he will hold that you actually can be potter because you don't have him making the tekala. The Shabbat doesn't really say no. The Shabbat about tamei. I mean, it's enough to call this lit tamei. The Ashkenazim find the mechayev b'chabata. He holds that you're liable for the bang because you're not allowed to do myself when the bang is through his actions. So although here you're right, it's not. But ultimately, there is a chiddush over here. But it's still going to be considered as lit tamei, as l'shitasa, that he holds that there could be a liability at least when it's through. His actions. Next, this master begins the Gemara. Bala Shachaim, the owner of the ox is going to be chayim. Now, Tay says Nalik Rashi. He says Perish Mechzi. He says yes, half the responsibility. But a bala bar pat got me. But the owner of the pit is going to be totally exempt because Yisakosav has a biblical decree. Menafas Shemasher Chamor. When the ox or donkey falls, which is me'atzmai from its own self, v'lisha pelu achedim, not when others cause the fall. Donkey bishbar come like they explain the first part of Begimel Menaf, which Tay over there in the muscle e, which. The Tosis holds that the liability is only when it falls on its own. So if it's not on its own, he's not going to be liable. But what he holds, not like Rashi, is that the Baal Shor his chiv is not on everything. It's really both, but just the Baal Bar has an exemption. So the Baal Shor will be chai, but only on half. That's not the beginning of the Gemara. Baal Bar Mishal Nechza, and the only pit will pay half. Which b'shaito imhach b'lal come, it must be talking about where the ox is mentally deranged, or if it's going at night time. Because deep b'kech b'yayim, if it's a regular shar during the daytime, it's an ilal. But that we learned from the bezim abez that the pasta that the owner of the pit is going to be exempt. V'chidim, we're going to say, wait a second, when did we say this? That's kishenovel me'atzmoi. That one's when it falls on its own. But if others cause the fall, then you mechayiv, which that's really what Rashi holds. Says Tosfos, no. Im kein, if that's the case. Then anyone that falls on Tony should be chayv. Why? What do you mean? Because that's the tchilas of b'shia. That's going to be the beginning is negligence. Pen yipal deshvarim because you're negligent. Because there could be a case that you're liable for what you're doing because it might fall through on the ox pushing it. And it's a blindness. And then the end ends up being blindness because it falls on myself. So chayv should be liable. El Akarcha obviously says Taisa that no. What you see is shoy pekeach nishmer yafa. No, a sane ox is well protected, and the distance itself from the pit, that other oxen cannot push it inside of it, and therefore, that's never going to be considered even as a tchelas v'pshia to make it into a safe but instead you're going to be chayv, and you're always going to be potter on the shor pikeach. Next test matter being the magal em ksaber truth he holds high pagan is gebchulu that each one does half. So why is the Baal Bar Chayev? I'm not to Rebbe Berich Ashke Chosei, because my ox, I found in your pit. Which says, we can say, wait a second, give me the Baal Nes Gav, but since he's saying he does half and he does half, Masvah Rizu, so what's the logic of the Mishab to Ashke Berich, because you found in the pit, Mishab Yusuf Ashke Izzi, you can pay more than what the damage is? How could you pay three quarters when you only did half the damage? But let's see real fast. Now, the Reed wanted to explain, this is what the Gemara is saying. Hi, Pag Ezek Ovid Ba'amah, that this guy does have the damages, meaning in general. Kagoin, for example, when you have two oxen that cause damage. But you're right, over here when the ox pushes another ox into the pit, here, you're right, the bar is doing all the damages. Because I'm like, you're saying, you killed it because I found it in your pit. What I cannot collect from him, I'm going to collect from you. But the Reed retracted from this interpretation, because then that would be the case. So when there's a mood according to Nasan, why would he only pay half? Just like the partnership of the Shar is effective for the bar, the pit's only going to pay for half of what he damaged, because the other partner is the Shar. So then the partnership of the bar should also help with the Shar, and therefore the auction not pay half. By Mu'ud, should actually pay a quarter. And then Matam could also ask, am I Misham Revia? It should be a Sheminis, rather. because the partnership should help the other way around too. Because he's saying that he did all the damages, the meaning of the Balabar. So I can't hear it. No, it's not true. The Bernami Pagan is covered. It's not true. The pit only does half the damages. So then the question becomes, so wait a second, so why is he liable for more than what he did? It's simply because the end of the damage was done by the bar. But then we can make it's like, on some level, like rabbinically, like as if he did the whole thing. I mean, we say, you're going to collect from the owner of the ox, you're going to collect that remainder from the owner of the pit.